Dozens of protests say Boris must go. Socialist Party heard on TV coverage in response to Boris Johnson's and Democratic suspension of Parliament. Tens of thousands of people descended on towns and cities to protest. Reflecting the mix of opinion on the protests, a BBC journalist asked Socialist Party Glenn Kelly whether he was a supporter of the EU. He didn't get the answer he expected. Glenn said, "I'm not in support of a boss's club, I'm in support of the European workers of Greece, Spain, and Italy, but I don't support a boss's club in Europe." Socialist Party flags, posters, leaflets, and campaign stalls could be seen all over the news. "We were demanding a general election, to get Johnson and all the Tories out, and a Jeremy Corbyn government with socialist policies in. We said that mass workers' action is the best way to achieve that, and advertise the National Shop Stewards Network rally at the Trade Union Congress on the 8th of September, where action could be coordinated." Socialist Party member Wally Kennedy opened the BBC News. "He could be prominently seen and heard opposing cuts to public services, while the rich get richer and bankers continue to benefit from bonuses. We also opposed a national unity government, encompassing a rainbow of capitalist parties. Those politicians have voted for almost a decade of cuts, and will always defend the interest of the ruling class,